Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about some of the features of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in order for us to take lessons of these beautiful traits and make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. Well, today we want to talk about the way our noble and great Prophet treated his neighbors. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was known to be extremely kind and considerate towards his neighbors. He emphasized the importance of being good to one's neighbors and treating them with respect and compassion. There are several hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that highlight the importance of treating neighbors well. For example, he is reported to have said that Jibreel kept advising me about the rights of the neighbors until I thought he would make him an ear. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also practiced what he preached and was known to go out of his way to help his neighbors. Being good to neighbors is not limited to only Muslim neighbors, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam advised us to be good to all neighbors, including Muslims and non-Muslims. For example, there is a famous story about how he used to visit his neighbor, an elderly Jewish woman, to inquire about her health and offer her assistance. When she passed away, he attended her funeral and prayed for her. In another instance, a neighbor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to throw garbage and other waste in front of his house. Instead of reacting angrily, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam simply cleaned it up himself and continued to treat his neighbor with kindness and respect. The Prophet told us to be generous to neighbors and treat them well. He even said that there was a connection between good treatment of neighbors and one's faith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said in that regard, "Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment should be good to his neighbor." Well, in fact, Prophet explained that a person's treatment of his neighbors was a measure of how good one is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The best companion in Allah's sight is the one who is best to his companion, and the best neighbor in Allah's sight is the one who is best to his neighbor." Okay, let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
النبي صلوا علي صلوات الله علي كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله علي
النبي صلوا علي
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. Well, today we're talking about how our dear Prophet used to treat his neighbors. We said that the rights of neighbors are so much emphasized in our religion that according to our Prophet, it was so much emphasized that he thought a neighbor is an ear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam warned his followers from hurting neighbors. In fact, he said a person who hurts his neighbor has no faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam even took an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stress this point. He said, "By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe. By Allah, he does not believe." He was asked, "Who, O Prophet?" The Prophet replied, "One whose neighbor is not safe from his harm." In fact, good deeds will not benefit their owner, even if they are many. If he used to hurt his neighbor, a neighbor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who used to mistreat him and make life difficult for him. Despite this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam continued to treat the neighbor with kindness and respect. And eventually, the neighbor was so much moved by this behavior that he became Muslim. He is reported to have said, "Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, let him honor his neighbor. And whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, let him be generous to his guest. And whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, let him speak good or remain silent." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam advised the Muslim ladies that even if their offering is somewhat small, they should not think that it is not suitable as a gift. For it is said in an Arabic proverb that al-jud min al-mawjud, which means that generosity is done from what is possessed. Those who receive a gift from their neighbors should not look down on it and consider it insignificant, but they should gratefully accept it. It should not be forgotten that such simple behavior is a feature of worship. One should remember the Prophet's orders and advice about good treatment to the neighbors and then amend his intention accordingly. In fact, his companions tried to live in accordance with this principle.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Abdullah ibn Umar, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, slaughtered a sheep. He told his family, "Have you presented a gift from it to my Jewish neighbor? For I heard the Apostle of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, Jibra'il kept on commending the neighbors to me so that I thought he would make him an ear." Another example of Prophet Muhammad's concern for his neighbors can be seen in his teachings about the importance of sharing food with them. He is reported to have said, "He is not a believer who eats his fill while his neighbor beside him goes hungry." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught that Muslims should be considerate of their neighbors' rights even when they are not present. For example, he is reported to have said, "Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, let him not harm his neighbor." Well, another important lesson we can take from our Prophet is that he would visit his neighbors when they were sick, help them with their chores, and even participate in their celebrations. One day, the Prophet's Jewish neighbor became ill, so the Prophet visited him. Anas reported this incident, saying that a Jewish youth used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The youth became ill, so the Prophet went to visit him. The Prophet sat at his head and said, "Enter Islam." The youth looked at his father, who was near him. His father said, "Obey Abu Qasim." Consequently, the youth entered Islam. When the Prophet ﷺ left, he said, "Praise be to Allah who saved him from the hellfire." Overall, Prophet Muhammad's teachings and actions regarding neighbors emphasize the importance of treating them with kindness, respect, and consideration. And this is something that we as Muslims should aspire to practice in our own lives. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave.
شفيع الله حبيب الله نبي الله رسول الله خليل الله my friend Allah يا رسول الله رسول